You're listening to SBS News.
It's 2 weeks since Boris Johnson's big gamble, easing almost all COVID restrictions in England. At the time, there were around 50,000 cases a day. The British government had warned the public to expect 100,000. Instead, cases have dropped significantly so. The big question is why? Martin McKee is a professor of public health at London's School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
I wish I knew. It really is a bit of a mystery because the fall is much greater than I think almost anybody expected, and certainly much greater than we've seen in previous declines.
In the last 24 hours, just under 22,000 new COVID cases were recorded. This day last week, it was almost 25,000. With 72% of British adults now fully vaccinated and almost 6 million people having had the disease, experts like virologist Andrew Davidson are wondering if the UK is close to reaching herd immunity.
When the pandemic started, yeah, people were saying a figure around 70-75%, and the vaccinations are sort of nearing that, and plus naturally people who are naturally infected. So potentially, but as we get variants that potentially spread more easily in the community, like the Delta variant, that figure could continue to rise as well.
Another theory is that the end of the European Football Championships has played a role. Many fans had watched matches with friends indoors or at pubs. Professor Roland Cowell teaches epidemiology at the University of Edinburgh.
And there's certainly indications from Scotland where, if you remember, Scotland left the tournament significantly earlier than England, that a decline did occur along those lines, with increased cases over a short period of time in younger adult males, which is consistent with the idea that there might be events. So not just the tournament itself, but things like greater frequency of meeting, etc., that might have occurred as a result of the tournament. So that may have a partial explanation.
There are lingering questions about how accurate daily case figures are. Testing is down slightly due to school holidays. Normally, students have to conduct twice weekly lateral flow tests. Dr. Andrew Davidson says it's likely some people are avoiding taking a test for fear it will return a positive result ahead of a planned vacation.
We also have the problem here with the NHS app that people are being told to stay home because they've been in contact potentially with someone with SARS-CoV-2 infection. So people have been turning off the app, we think.
The UK government isn't celebrating just yet. There is an expectation cases will probably rise again as part of this so-called exit wave. But British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is cautiously optimistic.
The UK economy and society is just about the most open in Europe. And you'll have seen the figures from the IMF about growth in the UK, the bounce back that you're seeing in the UK economy that is directly attributable to that opening up and to that vaccine rollout.
After almost 130,000 deaths, Britain may have finally passed the worst of this pandemic. In London, Ben Lewis, SBS News.